Hey guys, I'm Ricardo Powell. Welcome to the 124 Not Out podcast. And joining me as usual is my co-host in life, aka Baja Legend Agent. How you doing, my queen?
I'm good, King. What's up? What's up? Welcome to Georgia, y'all. You know, we never told our viewers that we have a tax in Georgia called the Welcome to Georgia, y'all tax. We'll get into that later on. But it's so good. It's a wonderful day. It's a rainy day in Georgia. Don't ask me why it's raining so much in Georgia.
It's getting red sometimes.
Yeah. And I'm really excited. But before we get into it, I just want to let everybody know that we're global. We're streaming on Spotify everywhere. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can check us out. Follow us at 124 Not Out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You can watch the show on 124notout.com, RicardoPaulCricketAcademy.com, and BashaTV.com. That's what's up. Hello. Let's go.
Let's go. And I mean, as we all know, cricket is buzzing in the USA. And the big topic for today is going to be, around cricket. Is cricket here to stay in the USA? Yes or no? A lot of people are going to be asking that question with the World Cup being played, etc. Mm-hmm. All this buzz around the big names coming to the USA, India-Pakistan game, all these things. Mm. And who better to discuss that than to get the actual born-bred USA players, guys who have played international cricket for the USA, guys who have played international cricket outside of the USA. And today we're going to have to discuss with us Stephen Taylor.
Oh, my God.
Welcome, Ali Khan.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hi, Ali. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Yeah. I have chills. This is amazing. Yeah.
Two of the best players that USA have ever laid eyes on in terms of one is a fast bowler.
Agreed.
One is an opening batsman. He called himself an all-rounder sometimes because he bowled a little dabble off spin here and there.
I'm his agent. He's an all-rounder.
Ali Khan. The quickest thing in the U.S. and many will argue franchise
king.
Cricket.
Franchise
so
king.
Welcome, guys. And as you know, we're going to be discussing today, is cricket here to stay in the USA or not? And I mean, it's going to be a big topic. I hope for the sake of the players that it's here to stay, because we really do need that.
Y'all give it up for USA's top players. Ali Khan, Stephen Taylor, how you guys going?
Going well, thank you. Thanks for the introduction, Ricardo. Good morning to you from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, like the shirt.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Did he not tell you he has a home in Hawaii virtually?
How did you not go with him? Or he did not take you?
I don't know. We have to check that up. We have to check that out and see what's up. That's what's up. But no, guys, I just want to say before we get into the question segments of our show, that Ricardo would be leading us in, obviously, because I'm not a cricket expert, I'm just a legend agent. I have chills. And just so you know, I asked for you both. The request came from above. It went straight down. Oh my God, I said above. You see how I have power, Stephen Taylor? Oh my God, that is amazing. I said the request came from above. Let it be known that your agent has powers. Stephen, do you want to fix? Do you want to fix your beautiful poster? I want to see that number jersey. I want to see it. Serious. I will let you fix this, and I will then tell our viewers while you're fixing it. I'm gonna let you fix it. So go ahead, King, fix it, because I want to see that number 8. I'm very proud of it. You know, I just want to tell our viewers that you and Stephen Ali, why I got chills, and I'm not just sensationalizing the script, is I know this journey more than a lot of people, and Ricardo Powell knows it more than me. The journey of two guys deciding that they were going to commit their lives to playing cricket for the US, and one day this is going to become something. Nice, he's back, y'all. Yeah. And one day this is going to, okay, I promise I will not bestow my powers on the above again. And let everything come down. Yeah. But no. Back to what I was saying before we get into the question, and I want to just give you guys your flowers, right? Because very few people, and I'm one of them, I always say it's easier to go to university than to commit to being an athlete. Simply because I know I'm going to leave university with my degree. I just know. Once I study, I'm going to have a degree. But once you play cricket and play cricket hard, you're not guaranteed to make it. And that's the difference. Once you play basketball and play basketball hard, you're not guaranteed to make it. And this is why I feel that all athletes who make it to the highest level should be given a degree in their sport, because you're not guaranteed. So once you make it, that's it. And for you two who had a vision like no other, to be born in a time where it wasn't doing anything in the US, to keep that vision and to be headed to the World Cup, I'm so proud of you and everybody else that did that. But I'm so proud of you two. And I just wanted to say that today before we started the show. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is some that is something that I was there 6 years ago when cricket was pretty much, you know, everybody was wondering, is cricket ever going to take off in the US? How are players going to benefit from playing cricket in the USA? Stephen Taylor, from a very young age, you decided, you know, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. This is all I want to do. No matter what comes my way, this is what I want to do. And I will get to Ali in a minute. But you, more than anyone else, in terms of at a very young age, yes, you made the USA at a young age, but did you see yourself playing in a World Cup game in the United States of America?
Mm-hmm. To be honest, yes, I actually did. Maybe not in America, but I actually did see myself playing in the World Cup. Because growing up as a kid, USA and the ICC trophy, I'm saying to myself, was that 2006? That USA must can make it. And I was at that.
Mm-hmm. Visionary.
Yeah. And the same thing for you, Ali. I mean, there was a point in your career where you felt, you know what, cricket was not going anywhere. You felt that, you know, it's better for me to go back to my old job where at least this is guaranteed I can make a living. And not really worry about tomorrow. But what made you decide to really stick with it and really eventually now still be in the strike bowler for the USA and playing in your first World Cup? How does that feel after making that sacrifice?
Yeah, you know, it's a great feeling to be, you know, playing World Cup at home in front of your, you know, home crowd, home fans, family. But there's a lot of sacrifice and hard work that goes beyond that. And it's been a long journey for me as a cricketer, becoming a professional cricketer, moving here to America, not knowing that there will be any cricket here. When I was moving from Pakistan here with family, you know, I pretty much gave up on cricket. Like, I never knew it's going to be any cricket. I didn't pack any of my gears, nothing. But when I got here, then my uncle, he lives in Ohio, he took me to his local club. And I was very excited, of course, because I love cricket. And when I saw, you know, people playing cricket, it got me really excited. And I just started playing with them. And I used to go there, you know, we used to practice once a week and then play games on Sundays, on the weekends. And that's where my local, you know, cricket journey started in America. And then from there onwards, I started playing, you know, local tournaments within US. And then in 2015, eventually, when I went to the combines for USA cricket team, that's where I got, you know, picked and made my debut in 2016. So, yeah, I mean, long story short, it has been long, a lot of sacrifices, hard work. I used to have a job and then finish 11-hour shift going to the gym, not getting enough cricket practice, only getting to play on the weekends, sometimes not even that because I was at work and my friends were playing. So it was really hard for me. But looking back at it, I think, From where I started and where I am now today, it's, you know, thanks to Allah, and of course I've been blessed, and it's all worth it, and that just tells you don't give up on your dreams, just commit to what you love and be passionate about it. And yeah, at one point, as Ricardo said, it was my, you know, the guy who I was working for, he was like, you've gone too often now, like every week, every other week, every month you have something coming up, so you have to, you know, choose between what you want to do. And he said, if you stay, I'll, you know, give you a nice salary and just work here full time. And the other option was to keep playing cricket. But at the point, cricket was not going anywhere. I was in CPL in 2016-17, and I only got one game to play, and the rest of the games I was sitting outside. And the pay I was getting was the minimum. It was only, I think, $3,000 for the whole season. So you're not playing any game, you're not making any money, you're losing money actually, leaving from work, going to play, but you're not actually getting to play. But on the positive side of it, you were getting to, you know, mingle with all the big players, you were there for the experience, you were learning, you were training. So those things were still there. But at the end of the day, living in America, it's really hard, especially when you have to support your family as well. And cricket wasn't paying you enough to support all of that and your dreams. So it was very hard for me that time that what to do. But that year I told him, like, I still want to continue playing because I'm still young. And I feel like I can feel like that I got this and I can, you know, get something out of it. And then that same year in 2018, I played US Open with DJ Bravo. Same year I was released from my CPL contract as well from Guyana Amazon Warriors, so I had no cricket. So coming into US Open in December 2018, Bravo was there, and I played US Open with him, and he didn't say anything to me whether he will pick me or he liked me, or but he was just giving me tapes. And I was asking him questions about bowling and cricket, and of course he helped me out just as he does with any other player. And tournament finished, everything ended, gone back. Next thing we know, it was a draft for GT20 Canada, I think next month or something. He picked 4 or 5 guys out of that US All-Star teams from US Open to give them opportunity to play in that GT20 Canada. So he picked me there. They gave me the first opportunity. Waqar Yunus was our coach. David Warner was there, of course. So I did well there. And then while that season was going on, there came an opportunity at TKR. And Bravo was the captain there. And then he put in a word for me. And then he gave me that opportunity first time in 2018. I think that was life-changing for me. That's where my career changed. And we won CPL that year, and I think I was second wicket, highest wicket taker in that
season. Oh my God, amazing.
Changed everything for me.
Diamond.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. I, Stephen Taylor, we get back to you. First of all, let's talk about that cover on 124 Not Out magazine. What a stunning cover, huh? Let's talk about that cover. And that interview we did. And I want to bring up something that you talked about. And just to piggyback on what Ali said, I mean, enough respect for your journey. And I also want to shout out our friend, DJ Bravo. I mean, Bravo does so much behind the scenes to help people. And he'll be coming up on this podcast real soon. But he's a blessing, and he's been a blessing to many people. You know, I love to see people when they make it and they go through the door, they bring one with them. It's important for us to reach back and bring another one in. It's very important, you know. They said, when you learn, teach, and when you get, give. And that's what he embodies. But back to Stephen. In the interview we did for your cover on 124 Not Out magazine, you talked about, like Ali, the hardest part of your journey to this day was the funding, you know. And this is why we are so happy to see the turning point, because a lot of people, they want USA to have a cricket team. They want, and this is a shout out to all the sponsors. Invest, sponsor, help the cricket board, because people are giving up their lives.
Yeah.
Their lives. The sacrifices are incredible. I remember when my own husband was your chairman of selectors for 6 years, not a penny. It was done out of duty and love, and just want, he just wanted to, he said to people, cricket in the US is going places and it's going to take over West Indies cricket. And they laughed at him. And here we are, an India versus Pakistan game in New York City on June 9th, is it? 9th, yeah?
USA playing against India USA and Pakistan.
Playing against India. I mean, like, won't he do it? Like, who would have thought? But, Stephen, what kept you going? I mean, the funding was a problem. You know, you came from Jamaican immigrant family. How hard is this to watch your parents, your peers, your family, and say, I just want to play cricket? And you just kept going. You became a cricket businessman before such a thing existed in the US. Enough respect for that. What kept you going?
I would say I have to be family, because watching my family over the years, my dad and my mom work and put my family through it. It was just more of just trying to give back for them as well at the end of the day. So at one point I ended up moving to Jamaica to play professionally. Mm-hmm. And that's where I really started my career. 2015.
Yeah. Wow. And I mean, was there ever a time that you felt like giving up and say, I remember Les Brown in his motivational video. He said, his mother told him one time, Les, you had a good job at Sears. Give that man a call and go back to Sears.
sure, my mom, for sure, my mom wasn't up for American cricket. My dad was the cricketer. My mom wasn't up for American cricket.
Yeah, my dad was a cricketer, and
my mom's dad was a cricketer, but she just never seen going further in America. Even a couple of my friends as well. But
yeah,
I just stick with it. I just love the game. I played basketball, played football, a little bit of track and field, but one of them caught my eye.
It was just cricket. Yeah, like, somebody must have said, son, go back and work at Sears. This cricket is not going anywhere in the US. You know, that's, nobody saw this. Nobody saw this. And here we are.
I think luckily for Steve as well, I mean, he grew up in South Florida where you had back then, but back then, most of the cricket used to be played in South Florida, where you had a lot of Caribbean people who were actually playing cricket. I know for sure you had a lot of Jamaicans who were playing cricket in South Florida, and good players as well. And being surrounded by those players, if I can think about one player off the top of my head, Mark Johnson, who we used to call Soup Bone. I mean, he is South Florida when it comes to cricket, and being surrounded by people like that, I'm sure they would have motivated you and, like, literally give you a lot of slack about, hey, Steven, you need to stay in this game. You're better than what you're given and stuff like that. So I'm sure he's somebody who you would probably say is a big influence
Mark Johnson,
to where you are.
Yeah, he's one of my heroes for sure, because he was the one of the guys I used to get up early mornings to watch USA play cricket. He actually played for US as a left-handed batsman as well. So I literally took my game watching him and trying to evolve off of.
All right, we have a segment I like to call, and this is exciting because this is the, of all the cricketers in the US, it's definitely the Ali and Steven segment. It's called International versus Franchise segment. Right? So we've been asking a lot of our cricketers this, right?
Very controversial topic too.
Yes, of course. And you know what is okay, I'll give you my thoughts based on your answers, right? After. But we've asked all the top guns from Aaron Finch, Monty Panesar, Ricardo Powell, Hamilton Mazzacanazzo, everybody, you know, this question. And I know what they said. You don't know what they said because that hasn't been released yet. It would be interesting to see the change of guard and what this generation says about this topic. But Stephen and Ali, you're both playing in the era of franchise cricket. Do you have a preference between international and franchise cricket? And if so, why? And I will start with the franchise king himself, Mr. TKR, Ali Khan. Tell us, which one do you prefer?
Well, you answered your own question in my introduction. So, of course, I mean, for me, I love to play international and for my country. Mm-hmm. But we live in America, and playing international doesn't do a lot for you. So... And franchise cricket have done a lot for me, so I would go with franchise cricket.
Wow, interesting, huh? Look at the stark contrast with the generations. Okay, Stephen Taylor, number one. What are you saying, buddy, Mr. CPL? All right, what are you saying?
Yeah, as much as I love playing for USA and everything like that, but you have to look at the fundings as well, because playing franchise would make you be seen more, and there's more opportunity and more fun to go get. So yeah, I'll have to go with franchise.
Wow.
So seeing that you were Mumbai Indians number one pick for last year Major League, do you have eyes set on representing the franchise globally?
Of course. Before I even got picked for MI New York, I was a Mumbai fan. I'm a Hitman fan. So you charm all the way.
Nice. Okay, so let me just tell you all something. You guys are the first cricketers to come on this 124 Not Out podcast in Atlanta, Georgia, in the great state of Georgia. With a welcome to Georgia Tax.
What is that, welcome to Georgia Tax?
I'll tell you after. So I want to stay on point. You know, I'm a lady. I suffer with some timers. So, okay, so let me stay on point. So on point, Basha. Be on point, Basha. All right. So, but you're one of the first cricketers to come and say that you prefer franchise cricket. And I totally understand why. I knew what Ali would say. I knew what Stephen would say. But I wanted to show the audience the difference in this generation of international cricketers and the former generation, or the not too far generation. It's amazing. And y'all didn't even blink. Y'all didn't even think about it but you said franchise, and everybody else said international. Even the people who played franchise, they said if they had to do it again, it will still be international first.
Yeah, but I think that's because your guests might not play international cricket for USA, but they might have played for England or Australia or India or whatever the case may be. So if you were,
Ali Khan is in the building.
there is one question I wanted to ask Ali before we move on from this segment. Mm-hmm. Seeing that you guys played all this franchise cricket and you're now in the US, you're now in the current USA squad, yeah. Right? You're playing World Cup. Considering everything, I mean, yes, franchise cricket is great to be a part of, but is there a feeling like being a part of a World Cup? Would you be able to play this if it is that you weren't part of a USA or a national team? And how would you advise a youngster now coming up in the USA?
Tell him, Pau.
No, that's a great question. I mean, of course, we would have never imagined, you know, I would have never imagined playing a World Cup for USA in USA. But coming to this stage now, of course, it's like a dream for every cricketer to be part of the World Cup squad at least once in their lifetime. And now we are getting this opportunity just because we represent USA. And it's not like talking down on USA or anything like that, but it's just the you know, environment we live in, the communities we live in, and the it's like living in America. North America is very hard, you know, like if you're just playing cricket and you have your families, as I said earlier as well, and and we all know you have been there in USA cricket as well as a selector, and you know how things are. It's very tough being an American cricketer, loving what you do, and then also support your family, and then also keep playing at that bigger level and growing from there. It's very hard. So I think that's where the franchise comes in and help us to go to that next level. Yeah. But playing in the World Cup internationally, representing USA, I think, yeah, it's no better feeling than that. And I'm very excited for that. And I love it. And I'm looking forward to our games.
Nice. Yeah. What about you, Stephen?
That'd be having the best feeling of life to play a World Cup, because that's one thing that's played every 2 years or every 4 years. So it's not something that's played every day. So to be part of a World Cup has to be a big thing.
But again, I hear you both, and you know, me giving you feedback on what other players have said is not a criticism or a lack of empathy for what you have said, because I understand your journey as well, and I think that you said the right thing, and that was right for you, because you can't. You know, North America is hard. It's not like the Caribbean where you could go and pick a mango and pick a breadfruit and do something or ask your neighbor for food. Yeah, you don't go and ask your neighbor for no food. You know, you can't even ask your neighbor to share electricity or give you some water, right?
That's true. You know, because I had it, not to cut you there, I had the opposite of what Ali and Stephen is now going through in terms of growing up in America, where you worry about financing and stuff like that in terms of as a cricketer coming up. I remember my first World Cup in 1999 going to England. I had no idea what I was going to be paid.
Nothing.
I didn't have a US bank account set up, so I didn't know where the money was going to be transferred. I was so excited to go to England, right? Tour was finished. I didn't even know I was going to get meal allowance. I just wanted to be in a West Indies team. I knew what I got paid when the World Cup was finished when I got back home. And I'm saying, I mean, I'm not saying this to tell youngsters growing up in the USA that financing is not important. Yes, it is. And family, which you guys would have had that support, is very important in any sport to have a young player develop, to be able to become that player that you're supposed to then earn to make a living. It's
Ricardo,
not that easy.
Ricardo Paul, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, Stephen and Ali, he was not married to me then, okay? So that's why he wasn't married to me. I was the agent. So I do not want my players to resign from my agency thinking how could Baja allow Ricardo Paul to go to a World Cup?
Don't get married too early before you start your international career.
Well, that there comes the passion. That's the passion part of it.
Let her husband go to a World Cup and he don't know if he's getting meal allowance. He don't know. I can see Stephen Taylor calling me after this and saying, boss, I quit. All right? No, I wasn't there. All right? Let's be very clear.
But you're here now. You wouldn't let it happen again if it.
Hell no! I'm on your side. Ali and Stephen, I'm on your side of the fence. I agree with what you all have said. I agree. Passion cannot, when you live in North America, passion cannot take you to Kroger, Publix, or wherever. And please shout out to Kroger and Publix. Come and advertise on this program and help out the cricket board. They need money. But, you know, you can't, passion can't do these things for you.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. We don't live in that generation anymore.
Yeah, your neighbor.
It's important to one, pay the guys well, because without a team, without players, you have no board. And you have no cricket. Because at the end of the day, players should be first, regardless of whatever is happening. Right. Players is always first. And with any board or any organization, communication is very, very important in terms of to let the players know what's happening, be upfront, be very straightforward. And players will respect you, because I'm not saying that the board every day is going to have money to throw away. But if you communicate with players well and you plan according, players will respect you, and then you'll get the best out of your players.
Well, I mean, you don't have to answer. You know, it's like you tell a woman if she's in trouble, blink. But you could blink if you don't want to answer, right? But I mean, are you being paid well to go to the World Cup? Blink if you don't want to answer. You know, are you being paid well? Are your fees sorted?
It's all about the passion, as Ricardo said.
It's the passion. Okay, we'll be back to that passion again. Passion does not work in North America.
We'll make an exception for the World Cup.
Okay. I can't stop blinking.
Was that Steven? Was that King?
Yes. See, was there something in it? Aye.
Let's leave the question for off the record.
Yeah, so we will deal with the passion. We will deal with the passion for now and support this great country and head on. So, you know, another set of people that make us passionate about this game are the fans, the great fans. And that's time for the segment. I'm asking for a fan. So I think the first question is, Ali Khan, a fan, a TKR fan from Trinidad and Tobago, has a question for you.
Hi, Ali Khan. I'm Alicia Romaine from Trinidad and Tobago. Can you tell me what is your craziest moment with a fan?
Your craziest moment with a fan. Keep it PG-13, please, Ali.
There has been a lot, especially when it comes to, you know, TKR lady fans. There has been enough. I mean, they give me a lot of love, support on and off the field. And I mean, I love it. And I really respect that. And I, you know, I just hang them with my open heart. And I love Trini people. And I love going back there. Yeah. There's been few, but I think at, of course, CPL at our home ground, there was one game playing. And this lady was holding a sign, Ali Khan, will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
And I've seen it quite a lot. Every year I go, I see one. And now that I got married, I went last year. And this girl was holding a sign. And she's like, do the right thing. I can be your second wife.
Oh, my God.
because in Islam, we can have, you know.
I worked that out.
She wanted to be the number two. And she still assigned one. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. So.
I knew I was asking the right question. That right question came in for Ali Khan. I just knew it was meant for you. That fan probably saw that sign.
I mean, that's quite funny too. So if you look at it that way. So.
Oh, that's nice. Well, Ali, you may see a lot of those signs in New York during the World Cup. But let me be your third wife, etc. All right, let's see what the fans are asking Stephen Taylor.
Hey, this is Harsh Patel. My question to Stephen Taylor, have you ever considered playing for West Indies or Jamaica?
Fair question. For the American.
What was it?
Have you ever considered playing for West Indies or Jamaica?
Yes, yes, in my younger days. Watching cricket, watching West Indies cricket, because that was my dad's Jamaican, so I used to watch West Indies cricket. And I ended up moving to Jamaica, like I said, in 2015. And that was on the card at one point, but I never had a passport at the time, like a Jamaican passport. So
how easy just to get a Jamaican passport. Anyways, go ahead.
I mean,
but it never worked out. But yeah, I'm glad that I'm where I'm at now.
Yeah.
You're still playing for Jamaica. You play Jamaica Talos.
Correct. You play for Jamaica for CPL.
Yeah.
Did you actually play?
Oh, Jamaica?
Yes.
Of course. I played three first-class games and over 15 ODI games.
Very nice.
So now they know.
Now they know. So you hear that, fan? Stephen Taylor considered, but he reconsidered because he's an American and he did not get a Jamaican passport.
I think he has also played for Jamaica against USA in Super 50.
Ali, you set it up the man. Ali, why are you doing that to your comrade?
I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you got me on. That's what you want me to say?
Just making sure.
I love it. Okay. Guys, you know, this next segment is called That's What's Up. This is where we can talk about anything we like or any question we may have for anybody in the world. And, you know, everyone is really excited about the USA chapter for the T20 World Cup. I take it that match preparation and fees have been sorted, as we mentioned earlier, as well as players are in the right frame of mind for their debut, because, I mean, it's a debut for everyone at this point. Tell us more about your current squad, the feelings, your other colleagues, and basically how you guys are preparing for this big moment. If you know, you have any fear, any anxiety, can you share? Do share.
Go ahead, Ali.
I mean, yeah, the squad looks very balanced. You know, there's a lot of new guys came in, merging in with the old squad. So all that has been done. They had a good series against Canada. They won 4-0. So I think chemistry is building up.
Yes.
And now at this point, I mean, I think you shouldn't, any player shouldn't worry about anything else outside now. What's been done is done. And just focus on playing cricket now, playing in the World Cup. And now we have, you know, camp starting here in Houston from the 16th. Then we have Bangladesh, 3 T20 eyes heading into the warm-up games for the World Cup in Dallas.
Nice.
And then the main game event is, of course, June 1st against the mighty rivals, Canada.
So what are your predictions? If I was a betting woman, would you say that the USA is going to wipe Canada?
Yes, because for us, that's a bigger rivalry than Pakistan and India. So
really? Yeah, wow.
We'll be coming out hard and strong. And I was just here in Dubai playing cricket in ILT20, and I told you know, some cricketers in my team that, you know, USA Canada is bigger than Pakistan and India, and they had all started laughing at me.
Ali, what are you drinking in that cup over there?
Exactly, they had the same reaction. They had the same reaction, but just because,
what are you drinking?
Just because we don't play often, we don't play at the bigger level, we don't have that audience, doesn't mean that this is any, you know, less than
I get it, what you're saying. The rivalry is similar.
They don't understand what you know, this is all about. So that's why I said for us it's bigger than Pakistan and India, and we will be coming on June 1st. And
so wipe Canada.
Yes.
Say, wipe in Canada. All right.
In Canada was the first international game as well. So
yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of history behind it.
Yeah. The world should know about that, even though, I mean, they don't publicize it or advertise it.
Can we repeat it for those who didn't hear?
A lot of people don't know that the first international game was played between USA and Canada.
And that was played in New York City back in 1800s. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of
Where we're going to have the spectacular Grand Prix style stadium. How do you guys feel about that stadium? And I mean,
the stadium is amazing. We played Major League there last year. Really nice. Looking forward to it. I think they should have done it in New York City, I think, because of the history of the game.
Yeah.
Because that's where the first official ODI game played between USA and Canada. So if it was New York City, it would have been even better. But still, coming to Grand Prairie and playing opening game of the World Cup, I think it will be really, really
special.
Yeah.
And I think Ricardo was also alluding to the fact, because we talked about this in a previous show, that they're going to be taking up the stadium after and leaving with it. And based on the state of cricket in the US and how we're trying to, we want to be aggressive about cricket development to be able to have more cricketers play in World Cup, you know, spending all this money should really go towards developing USA cricket. How do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about that, Stephen?
For sure, developing the cricket in the United States has to be number one. Because without grassroots, nothing can be developed. Because at the end of the day, me and Ali's, we're in our 30s now. So within like 10 years, we're done. Mm-hmm. So who's going to replace us at the same time?
Yeah.
It's a great facility, and I think it would have done wonders for especially that side of the USA to have a stadium remain after the World Cup. I know it's a lot of money to get that up. Hopefully the ground stays intact, and then you can have temporary stuff around. But I think it's something to look at going forward. I mean, we have Olympics here, I think 2028, and I'm sure more structures should be coming along if they're going to look to introduce cricket into the Olympics. So for the sake of USA, I know that guys like you, Ali, and Stephen, who have really paved the way for a lot of youngsters coming through. I think this World Cup is going to be special to a lot of young USA cricketers who are coming up, and you want to see guys who have sacrificed for USA and currently playing in the USA, and that is how you're going to get a young player coming through and saying, I want to be a Stephen Taylor, I want to be a Ali Khan.
Yeah.
And having them coming out to see these World Cup is going to be crucial. So kudos to you guys.
And speaking of Ali Khan, Ali, wasn't it special? I saw you with the great Chris Gayle, another member of the 124 family, the universe boss, you know, carrying that trophy. That must have been a very special moment for you. I was really proud to see you guys, West Indies, USA, coming together to do that in New York City. How you felt?
Yeah, it was really special, really exciting. Of course, with the universe boss, you know, always a special moment when you're with him. And, you know, kicking off the trophy tour in New York City, you know, lighting up the Empire State Building, once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yes.
A very historic moment. And of course, yeah, really proud of that. It was really exciting, really fun. So, yeah, I mean, all things are going into the right direction. We also went to the stadium. We were just talking about the stadium. At the time, it was still coming up, but now it looks like it's almost done. Great facility. Really looking forward to it. Just to say, not good for so much for the bowlers, because really small boundaries, I think.
Anybody hear that?
a lot of runs, sixes you'll see around, drop in wickets. So,
yeah,
that's what I mean. T20 cricket is all about. We see
Stephen Taylor is gonna have fun.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, any predictions? Let's start with Stephen. Stephen, let's see who you think winning the World Cup.
USA.
Are you really serious?
I'll have to back my own course.
Besides USA, you're being politically correct. We'll have this discussion off air. Ali Khan, who do you think winning the World Cup besides USA?
I would say USA versus West Indies final, June 26th in Barbados. And I think I see USA beating West Indies.
What are you drinking, Ali, in that cup?
You're drinking confidence.
I like your confidence.
And you know what?
I mean, how dare me doubt the both of y'all who sitting here who decided that you were not going to go back to CS to work, you're not going to go back to that job. And you stopped it, and you're in a World Cup. So the game is called cricket. And you know what? You guys have the advantage over all the teams because you're homegrown. Nobody knows the wickets in the US and the conditions like the USA team. So don't doubt them, guys. They may be onto something. You know, Ali might be drinking water in that cup after all. And, you know, whatever. But yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm for USA as well, as a native Georgian. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be exciting. We're capable of, you know, a couple of upsets, and I'm sure you'll see some good cricket. I mean, it's end of the day, it's cricket. Anything can happen, but by looking at the team, the players, and playing at home advantage, of course, I think all the games are sold out. So, of course, we're going to see a lot of fans in the stadium as well. So it's going to be really exciting.
One more interesting question for me, the non-cricketer. Were you guys at all surprised by any of your former colleagues being left out of the World Cup squad? I mean, was it a surprise, or you feel that the team that they're carrying is the best team?
I'll let Stephen answer that question, because
I think Belcher and Stephen really was one. Yeah. But as a veteran, were you surprised that some of your other colleagues were not there?
Yeah, I was surprised about one pick, about Ajay being in the reserve, as in because he's one of our top run getters, performing for us for the last, what's a year and a half. So that was the kind of trigger, but it is what it is. I would just have to go push forward with it.
Yeah, I get that. Well, guys, it was indeed an honor to have you guys. I could talk to you guys for another half an hour. But we all have business to attend, and you got to go and practice for this World Cup game where you're going to wipe Canada. You hear that, Canada? Anyways, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us, guys. Don't forget to follow these guys on social media at at 124 Not Out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And for our guys, Ali Khan and Stephen Taylor, you can follow them at StephenTaylor_1. And I am Ali Khan 23 and at Ricardo Powell. And you don't have to follow me, but just understand that I'm the legend agent, okay? And I just want to leave you on a positive note as always. Don't ever give up. You know, these guys are a testimony that what don't happen in 24 years can happen in one day. It's your girl, Basha. That's a wrap. I'll see you next time. Stay tuned for more, where you get top cricketers and
big topics.
That's right.
See ya.